Blog Talk Radio.
Songbook, baby. I'd like to thank Mr. Brian Michael Cox for helping me illustrate my film. It's just getting too hot, baby. It's getting too hot. I mean, for real. This has gotta be the last time. It's gonna be the best, though.
November, get those votes in.
And lately now they've been showing more about Hillary, when in the last 6 weeks they haven't been able to say nothing about Hillary. So I guess that FBI thing must have really thrown them a little of a trump card, if you will. No pun intended. But anyway, we're going to go to something a little bit nicer. Well, maybe not. It's going to be a little bit more wilder, but, you know, get over the drama of the election and stuff. Anyway, if you're going out, just make sure you're wrapping up warm, because I know this weather keeps changing. 1 minute you start off, it's like 40 degrees in the daytime. Then by midday, it's like 90 or 50 or maybe 80 degrees. And then nighttime, right back down again, it's like 20 degrees. So please wrap up warm. Don't get sick out of here. As you hear me, I'm not sick, but I need a humidifier. Keep trying to breathe. I don't know what it is, but try to get me some water then. Try to use Gatorade, you know, so to clear my throat. But anyway, like I said, getting back to the show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Story Night, Who Wants to Play. I had my friend talking about, you know, I didn't give them the number last time. And, you know, I didn't tell them where to go. I didn't give them the time. So this time, I put everything out there, send it to people's pages directly, and put it on my page. So if you want to join us on the show, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. If you want to join us on the phone lines, you can join us at 657-383-0967. If you want to speak, just press number 1. I'll let you into the queue. For anybody that's never been on Blog Talk Radio before, I'd like to say welcome to you. Secondly, I'd like to tell you that if you want to join into this venue, all you have to do is go on the website, www.blogtalkradio.com, set you up an account. It takes no more than 30 seconds. You can join us in the chat room or see what we're about on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. Show airs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm really glad to clear my throat up. Might have to give me another ginger ale or some warm tea and some honey. But, yeah, I was saying, if you haven't checked out the show before, we usually do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. On Monday night, we do Tell It As It Is, Pet Peeves, all that good stuff. Maybe you have something to get off your chest. It's the best time to do it. Tuesday night, we do more of the love, sensual, romantic, poetry, relationships. You know, we want people to tell us, like, what keeps them in the mood, what interesting experience they've had, and what things might enlighten them to keep the flame going. That's on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we do, we do story night, because, you know, everybody likes a good story. So if you have any, like, wild stories, or if you have a book that you've written, or you know somebody that's written a book, and so long as you make sure you make their name known when you're reading their piece, you know, let us know about that. Thursday night, we usually do recaps of movies and TV shows, and I know a lot of people are feeling this right now, but what in the world has happened to Empire? Oh, you remember she saw that Shia's supposed to walk up on Dre, and for like the last 3 weeks, we haven't been able to see it. First, it was the presidential debate. For the last 2 weeks, it's been baseball. So are we going to get to see Empire this Wednesday coming up? Tune in and find out. If not, hey, I'll come up with a poetry topic. And then on Saturday night, which is today, but we did this a little bit different because it was kind of like my friend told me, but didn't directly tell me. So I'm doing story night to make up for the story night that the person had missed. So that way nobody can say, well, didn't get a chance to hear it. Well, this time you will. So like I said, once again, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. My co-host, I've had a lot of people have been asking, you know, what was up with everything. And I think they fell off the blinker. They've been doing a lot of parties. So I have also my, how can I put it? Because another person gets mad when I say that name. But I have a mutual person that has been able to do my co-host lately. So with their professionalism and with their knowledge and their personality, they'll be my main co-host from here on out because I'm not able to catch up with my original co-host. So that's how that goes. So anyway, tonight we're about to get into story night. So sit back and relax, kick up your feet, call in your friends, and get ready to hear some great stories. And also, I almost forgot this. For anybody that wants to be interviewed on the show, whether you have a business, a book, doing music, an idea, Hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures. And why do I need this? So I can give you a flyer, ask you the right questions, get more people to follow you, and most of all, try to help you get paid. And speaking of payment, you have a one-time fee of $25, and that's for the interviewing process, because a lot of people, you know, you do all the work, and they cancel at the last minute, or they say they forgot, or they put this stuff together late, or, you know, they like to, like, ramble and not really have this stuff going on, and they ask, can they get the money back? It's like, no. You know, just like you do any kind of business, that's the same way with this. You don't go into work on time. Hey, you get docked your pay. You might get fired if you do it too many times. If you don't show up for a show, and especially we've seen this with Chris Brown and a lot of other celebrities, you know, people might try to keep you in their country. So this is at least a lightweight, $25. I mean, you can't beat that. So now a lot of people say I should be charging $50, $100, but I'm like, hey, I know some people, they're startups. Some people are afraid of whether they're going to be a failure or a success. So this is your test run. And you might be on other blog talk radio shows and then go to other radio shows and then go to the big leagues. And you might get a distribution deal and then be like, hey, at least you know where you got your feet wet. So, okay, without further ado, we want to start off with the first story of the night. We're talking about total humiliation. Now, to y'all stinky people out there, you know, some things you say you're there for, some things you say you won't do. Well, this might be one of them things. You know, a lot of people, they think when they talk about domination, they be like, mostly this is like what white people do. But then, on the other hand, if you ever been on SL or watched movies or read books or actually go to an adult party, there's a lot of Black, Spanish, Indian, other cultures that do the same thing. So it just all depends what your freak is. Like, I know when I go on YouTube, I see many videos of Black girls that have been humiliating guys, having wish lists, having people pay their bills. And, you know, they're just goddesses. It's not like they go out there and sleep with nobody, because then that's a form of prostitution, sleeping for money and stuff like that. But no, there's tell a person straight off. There's kinks, there's fetishes, there's being controlled, there's name calling, there's sessions. So this is more like an upscale of adult form as opposed to people that trick just because, hey, they might not have nothing else to do or that's all they feel that they're good at. So this one is a little bit different. This is going to be financial domination, and then it's going to be some edgy play. So let's start off with this total humiliation for our first story for tonight. Let me just say this. I don't judge people on what they like to do. We all have our own different views, likes, and dislikes, and things we say, oh, hell no, I just won't do. But if he asks me to do something that I don't like, disapprove of, or involves me using countless hours of my day to make you feel like a little bitch, you better believe you're going to pay top dollar for it, the mistress says. I have a few associates, clients, subs, slaves, and money pigs that made me think, what the heck, are you serious, and why couldn't I have met you when I was growing up? Let's take Darren for instance. Darren is one of those cool guys that is very educated, drives a champagne-colored Camry with tinted windows, wears three-piece suits and top-of-the-line casual wear, and practically gets along with everybody. There's only one minor problem, can you say erectile dysfunction? Like, even if he used Viagra, he might not be able to stay hard for mostly 15 to 20 minutes. Not bad for a quickie, but definitely not an all-nighter. This has ruined many of his relationships with women. So, some may accept it, but he feels down about it, not being able to get them off, or constantly apologizing for it, or he thinks that they are out there, they are really feeling him, yet they are out there sleeping with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Instead of continually looking for the right woman, getting to know them, and taking a chance of getting his heart broken, Darren decides to turn to financial domination. Now, like I told you before, I don't fuck for money. If I like you and we get down, then fine, but no. His situation is being sensually teased, made to do things in public or private with someone, possibly knowing how he's being humiliated and compensating the mistress for it. He might work throughout the week, and when Wednesday or Friday would come around, he would bring his wallet to the mistress. She would check for his debit cards and bank cards and money in his wallet, and then decide how much she will take. And then through certain chores, tasks, or tests that she puts him through, that would determine how much he would get back. Once again, unlike other women in the lifestyle of domination, if the mistress has a loyal sub or servant, She will not try to financially break him down to the point of being homeless. The last thing she wants to picture is you being broke, and then you be wondering where you're going to stay. Unless you are her living servant, then it's never going to happen. And not to be funny, if the person is no longer able to work, what good is he to you? How are you going to cut off your own funds? I'm just saying. Anyway, the first time I met Darren was at the party line. We had normal conversation, the mistress says. Where did you grow up at? What do you like to do for fun? What is your ideal woman? Everything was cool. Then she asked him, with all your wonderful qualities, why don't you have a girlfriend or a wife? That's when he just laughed it off, changed the topic, and always stayed secretive until one day they was planning to meet. One day she told him how she liked guys that were aggressive, take charge, and put it down in the bedroom. And that's when he told her about him being a loose noodle, having a small fetish of humiliation. And then she told him straight up, if you take care of me, then I will take care of you. Of course, he loved the thought of that. But then she also told him, if this is a scam to get some sympathy, pussy, then she would mess your life up in ways that you couldn't possibly imagine. He quickly made sure to reaffirm her that it was nothing like that. No, no, no. I love catering to a woman, being belittled, and doing whatever she wants, whenever she wants, and for however long she wants. The mistress sits back and puffs her blackened mouth long and hard as she blows smoke through her nose and says to him, oh, really? Contemplating how this venture could be financially beneficial to her, she takes one last deep, long puff as she blows smoke in the air. And he responded with eagerness, really, I pledge my devotion to you. A sinister grin came across his face, and that's when she said, you will see. The next day, she met Darren at the ball in the center court around noon. He was on his lunch break, and she figured she would do a little bit of shopping, grab a bite to eat, and chat up for a little while before he had to clock back in. Hello, Darren. How are you? She smiled over at him. Noticing he was sitting in the mall all by himself by the waterfall, looking very prestigious, which had her wondering what things she had in mind for his fetish. He says, hello, Mistress V. It's good to see you, he said as he stood up to greet her. She was never used to such a formal greeting from one guy. It actually made her laugh a little and act a little jokey-jokey with him as she said, I guess today should be called What's in Your Wallet? Sounded like the guy from the credit card commercial. They both laughed hysterically, but she was serious, though. Like she said before, if you treat her good, she'll treat you even better. So, where shall we go first, Mistress V? Darren inquired. She surveyed the mall for a second as she thought to herself, where should we go first? There. She shouted as she noticed a sale for a very stylish, expensive shoes in the mall. They had a sale for Louis Vuitton's and Jimmy shoes. This fly mistress just had to get a set of new shoes. Darren looked like he was a little tense and hesitant when he saw the store. The prices ranged from $650 to $2,000. She noticed his facial expression and remembered what he had told her before to keep him in check. She says, what the heck are you doing over there? She said, growling at him through clenched teeth and a low tone in his ear as she grabbed the heck out of his pants. He says, nothing, mistress. What did I do wrong? He said, looking nervous while his body was shaking like a leaf. She says, no, forget that. Give me your effing wallet right now and get the heck out of my face. You disgust me. He says, yes, mistress. She yanked him up so hard he almost fell to his knees. Now you listen to me and you listen good. He says, yes, mistress. She had him pressed up against the wall as he listened attentively. When I tell you to do something, you will do it without hesitation and be very enthusiastic in doing so. He says, yes, mistress. Now give me your effing wallet. He did as instructed. She placed his wallet in her back pocket as she visited seven nice expensive stores. She bought 20 pairs of shoes, 15 outfits, and she took $5,000 from him for being such a little bee today. She said, I bet he'll never misbehave again and know his role. Part of this story of humiliation. So if anybody want to add any questions or comments, series, or if you want to post anything on the website, just go under once again. The title for tonight is Story Night, Who Wants to Play? Now, the second one, before I get into it, I have to give you a little bit of background because when you read the book, you'll actually know how this all goes into play. But basically, she had called this one chat line and made her greeting. And some young boys were playing on the phone. But, you know, they're old enough to know better. But still, you know, he tried to call her outside her name and tell her things to do to him. So in this next part, she's going to set him up with one of her friends to make it seem like he's about to get a lap dance and have some fun. And then you're going to find out exactly what's about to happen. So once again, we're talking about total humiliation. And this is on the form of edgy play. For y'all people out there that don't know what edgy play is, it's when you use weapons on somebody, but you don't intentionally try to take them out, but you do inflict pain on them. So once again, total humiliation. If there's one thing I can't stand, it is a lying ass nigga. Nothing irks me more than a person that lies on this shit or knowing good and well they don't have nothing. Do you remember caller number one from phone domination? In this story, Stanley from Norfolk said, yeah, that bitch nigga, I told you, I always have a way of finding people. It turns out he's a dropout college student that parties all the time, gets drunk, flirts with girls, and brags on what he has to his friends. This MF-er called me a stupid motherfucker and told me to shine the knob. Time to set the ass up. I had my friend Tyshawna, a.k.a. Chocolate Fantasy, to go on a chat line and create an ad to chat with him to get his attention. Of course, you know, with her wild, crazy ass, she had this nigga believing he was going to be her Mandingo warrior and had him thinking he was going to truly beat the pussy up like no one had ever done before. The mistress laughed sadistically as she sat on the couch watching him, laughing at how she was turning him out and talking all freaky to him. She said, yeah, I'm going to want you to climb these walls and take this pussy. He says, oh, yeah, for real. She's like laughing. You want to do splits on it and see how it feels? She moaned in his ear. Stanley was grinning from ear to ear, thinking to himself, dang, I'm really about to tap that. He says, really, yo? You want to let me hit that? She says, but of course. He sounded in disbelief. She says with the evil grin on her face that she had to cover her mouth. He says, drop me that address. I'm trying to see you. Trying to see what's good. As he grabbed the front of his pants, says, yeah, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man. She says, okay, big daddy. But just promise me one thing. He says, sure, anything. What's up? Just promise me that you're going to beat it out the frame. And then she starts slurping on the phone and popping her lips. He says, heck yeah. Text me that address. He hung up his phone and ran out the house looking like the Flash. They had him hook, line, and sinker. As the mistress says, let's the games begin. When Stanley pulled up on the block and seen all the cars lined up on the side near the sidewalk, he kept looking back and forth at his cell phone to make sure he went to the right address. He figured it must have been a party going on, so he slowly stepped out of his car and walked up to the house, looking a little discouraged but trying to amp himself up for a fun-filled night. He eventually knocked on the door, looking satisfied at all the other houses on the block, while blowing his hands together, repeatedly chanting, I can do this, I can do this. The mistress looked through the curtain at Stanley and grabbed her black and silver glitter masquerade ball from off the table and then placed it over her face as she said, the evil grin on her face, it's showtime. She walked over to the door and opened it slowly so that Stanley would be stunned by her one-piece black and silver sheer piece bathing suit aligned with sparkling diamonds and showing off her thick, luscious legs. She laughed inside of her head of all the wicked things she was about to do to Stanley, but first she would flirt with him. Hello, Stanley. It's good to see you. Won't you come in? She said with a big smile on her face. Stanley was taken away by her thickness and her super tall Amazon height. He stood in the doorway gawking at her. Then he finally managed to say, wow, you are gorgeous. The mistress laughed at him and says, politely, thank you. He says, you're very welcome. Wow. Then she says, won't you come with me? She extended her hand to him, and he tried to reach, but he could barely move. He was moving slower than molasses, and that's when she finally guided him into the house and led him into the living room. Otherwise, he would have stayed in the doorway all night long, looking like a daggone statue. She led him over to the couch, invited him to take a seat, and he said, thank you. She says, you're welcome. She looked over to a homegirl, Chocolate Fantasy, and gave her the heads up. She came over to them and winked at her and says, hi, Chocolate Fantasy. And she bows and says, "Yes, madam." And she bowed to the mistress. "Keep our guests happy, please," she said as she walked behind the couch and pressed Stanley's chest. Chocolate popped the hips in front of Stanley and began to slug grind on his lap as she grinned and said, "But of course." As she walked out the living room, Mr. Big Dick Bandit walked in around the corner and slapped on the ass. Says, "Where you going, Miss Thick and Delicious?" She laughed at his crazy flirtation gesture, and she said with a seductive voice, "You be good, and I'll be even naughtier with you later." He smirked at her and says, "Naughty girl." They went in there and popped down on the couch and enjoyed the entertainment. The Keith strolled up into the living room, pimp walking side to side, blowing a vanilla Dutch and wearing an all-black jean outfit and a button-up cap to match. An evil grin came across his face as he tapped him on the shoulder and says, "Hold up." An evil grin came across his face as the mistress tapped him on the shoulder. He knew whenever she wanted his attention, it had to be some trouble for someone. He loved messing up niggas any time of the day. He leaned into the mistress and listened to what she had to say about Stanley, about the brief conversation they had over the phone. While Chocolate Fantasy was dropping it like it hot on the floor and twerking her cheeks in front of him against the pole, Mr. Big Dick Bandit yelled out, "God dang," as he jumped off the couch, rocking back and forth, clapping his hands at her performance. He says, "Now that's what I'm talking about." He gives Stanley a high five, says, "You feel me, homie?" Stanley says with a big smile on his face and starts to loosen up and agrees with Bandit. He says, "Yeah, shorty is bad." Chocolate Fantasy looks back at Stanley and looks at him and twirling her tongue at him to tease him. Bandit grabs his dick and gets up and walks over to the stage. Stanley's temperature rises as he becomes hard as a rock as well. Imagine all the naughty things he wanted to do to Chocolate Fantasy. Bandit says, "Here you go, baby," as he drops about $500 worth of 20s on top of her. Chocolate Fantasy starts to clap her ass at Bandit as she says in a sweet, sultry voice, "Thank you, Big Poppy." Then Big Keith plops down on the couch beside Stanley and stretches out his legs and his arms and gets ready to set it off in there. Stanley looks over at him nervously at the corner of his eyes but tries to relax his mind, confused but still trying to focus on Chocolate Fantasy. In a deep bass voice, Keith addresses Stanley while placing his Glock on his lap. "What's up, little nigga?" He says, "What's up?" Stanley said in a soft voice, sounding like a little scared church mouse. Keith lifts his gun off his lap and shoots the empty bottles on the table and then places his gun against Stanley's neck as he flicks his vanilla Dutch at him. "I said, what's up, little nigga?" He was snarling at him now. Everyone knew Keith meant business. "Nothing," Stanley said, shaking uncontrollably with his teeth, kept chattering. "You're not no pussy, are you?" he says, his gun under Stanley's chin. An evil grin came across his face as he noticed Stanley looking helpless and holding on to the pillows of the couch. Then the mistress came in closer to get a better view. She knew her brother always knows when she's drawing near, then it means the time to make an example out of the person. He says, "MF, did you hear me?" He smacks Stanley with the gun and presses it against his face and presses his head against the armrest of the couch. Says, "Are you a complicit?" And then Stanley says, "No," tears falling down from his face. He says, "Oh, you're not?" Then Big Keith leans in closely over Stanley's back and runs his gun up against his cheek and against his face. Stanley pleads for his life and says, "Please don't take me, please don't take me." Then the mistress plopped down with her whip behind the couch. And then her brother says, "Give me the sign to use it." Then she wraps her whip around Stanley's neck and pulls him back against the couch. Then a sinister smell came across her brother's face as he begins to interrogate Stanley. He says, "Yes, I heard you call my sister B. Is that true?" He says, "No, no, no, no." He says nervously as she yanked the whip tighter against his neck. Her brother snickers at him as he placed the gun down to his side and pulls out the tape recorder from his back pocket. "Oh, so you calling my sister a lie?" He says, "No, no, no. I don't know your sister." Then the mistress released her whip from around Stanley's neck as her brother pushes Stanley's head down to the floor and throws the tape recorder at the press and play. He says, "Listen to this." And then Stanley says, "Oh, no, please. Oh, my goodness." As Stanley heard the playback of the words, he knew He was a sitting duck. It was four of them. What could he do? He says, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Then her brother laughs at him, pitiful plea. Says, this ain't church, and I don't do forgiveness. He says, I don't want to die. Stanley almost pissed on himself as he cried and slobbered all over the floor like a little baby. Then he told him, you apologize to my sister, and don't ever let me see you around here again. Then the mistress walked in front of him with her hands on his hip. This effort, she was gladly going to make her little bitch. She waited for his apology as he nervously whimpered at her. He says, I'm so sorry, miss. She says, no. She shouted at him, my name is Vindictive Mistress. Now say it. He whispered, Vindictive Mistress. She says, what's my effing name? He bowed down to her and said in a lowly voice, I'm sorry, Vindictive Mistress. She says, dang, all right. And she spanked him with the whip. Says, class is now in session. And once again, everybody that's dealing with total humiliation. And that's the edgy play form of it. And the first one was financial domination. So if you know anybody into those kind of lifestyles, that's just one of the few of many. Well, there's two of the few of many things that people like to do for kink. And next time, let's see, on Wednesday, we're going to do two more stories. And it's going to be from different books, of course. And then I'm going to be doing a movie script the last part of the month. So definitely stay tuned for that because I have some hot stuff that's going to be coming up. And like I said, once again, if you're not tuned into this network, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy. KnowYourEnemy. Next time will be Saturday night. Monday night, we're going to be doing pet peeves. So if you have anything crazy that happens over the weekend, or if you have things that you just don't like dealing with, or if your job is getting on your last nerve, or if you have somebody that's keep following your page and always into your business, then check us out Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, this is Know Your Enemy, and we're going to sign off with Pretty Girl Rock on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Oh.